What's cracking, y'all? This is Mike Robinson from Bingo Bango Fresh Fruit Soda Company down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. First off, man, I gotta say I'm sorry for taking so long to post. You know, again, it's been a little minute since I've gotten back on the app, but a lot of great things have happened. First, I want to, you know, express how much I appreciate shout outs y'all give me, or if I get any listens, especially you know, D-Souls Productions, man, for, you know, for expressing the love and appreciation for the content, man. I will continue to definitely share what I'm learning on this journey, man. But yeah, like I said, since we started up about a year and a half ago, out of just doing festivals and selling sodas out of kegs, we had a couple, maybe four or five accounts that carry my soda now in bottles. So I got a long way to go before I'm anything like a Pepsi or a Coca-Cola or a Cheerwine or even Jones or anything like that that you normally have. It's a Spindrift. You got a ways to go. But steps, man, just taking steps and having small goals. So I think what I want to talk about today is not only, you know, celebrating your wins, but also understanding costs. You know, with the whole win thing, I'm coming up on now where I've sold like 500 bottles. Man, in comparison, that's not a lot. But coming from someone who started doing this out of their kitchen, who didn't even know how to bottle or cap or label, you know, that's a great milestone for me. And I think you have to set small, short-term goals for yourself. You know, I really do not remember what the quote was, but I think it's something without goals is something, I don't know, but you gotta have goals. You definitely need goals on your journey. Any type of milestone, and once you accomplish it, you should celebrate it. And the whole point, not only of me telling you about all the things, you know, folks that listen, about all the things that I'm going through as an entrepreneur, but documenting this for myself so I can look back and I can remember what it feels like. I've run into a lot of entrepreneurs who have reached a level of success where if you just stop them and ask them, hey, look at this. Like, look at all you've accomplished. Look where you've come from. Look what you've achieved. But they can't. They can't really capture that same emotion they had when they sold their first record, or, you know, sold their first product, or, you know, serviced their own first account. Like, so I think things like podcasts and keeping video and audio documentation of all of your accomplishments and your goals and successes as well as your failures gives you something you look back and, you know, be like, oh, I'm going to do that different next time, or look back and be thankful and joyous and happy for what you achieved. So definitely set goals, document your journey, and celebrate it right. My wife will be here, you know, this weekend, and we're going to celebrate that. We're also going to celebrate her accomplishments in school and the things that she's been able to, you know, push through and achieve. And the second part of the podcast today is just going to be about costs, managing costs. If you're coming out with a product or some type of thing, I would strongly recommend, based off of my experience, that you price yourself. You look at how much it costs you to make it. People, I think I kind of jumped out the gate on wanting the biggest and the best, and then all the way looking to what my cost is. And by that time that it's already in the market and you're established, you can't go back and change it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no going back. And if you got some labels that are nice, ain't no going back and saying, hey, you know what? Cut them things. I'm about to cut some out on a piece of paper, put some masking tape and slap them things on some. That ain't going to happen. Like, you can't do that at this point. You got to maintain it. That's once you've set a standard in the quality of your product or your service, that is your service. If you do janitorial work, or if you're, you know, somebody who cleans houses or something like that, and you set a standard, hey, you know what, like, I'm going to use this and that to clean the spot. I got this shampooer, I use this vacuum, and it hooks it up. The spot is looking squeaky clean. And then a couple months later, you like, oh, I want to cut costs and use something a little cheaper. The customers see it. The customers know. So think about it before you jump. Also, price yourself correctly. And don't be scared. Have confidence in your price. set your price. When I first came out the gate, my first account, my first opportunity to sell into a place, I was told, hey, you know, your price is a little too high. And it was just left out there on the table. Now, I could have did two or three things, you know, one or two things. I could have said, hey, you know what? I'm going to lower my prices just to get in there, just to get my bottles in that first account. Or I'm going to stick to my guns, consult with my family and with my wife and say, or people around me that I can trust and say, you know what? This is my price. Do you think this is a good price or should I come down on it? Boy, I wanted to come down because I wanted to get in there. But God allowed me to have patience. And you have to have patience and confidence when you set your pricing, whatever your service or, you know, product may be. Stick with your gun, set your price and live your life. It's like Jay-Z said. But yeah, that's the podcast for today. It's good to be back. Thank you again for all you know, who listen. And I'm always appreciative and I'll continue to keep giving it to you real. All right.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.